stuck in my head. You said that it's not black and white, but I know I'm still coming over tonight. No, it might be the last time. Wishing we could go further, but for now it's alright.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Tuesday, October 1st, come see the Making Sense team in Human Ecology from 10 to 1:15 p.m. On Wednesday, October 2nd, join the Office of Student Care and Outdoors program for a new experience in the President's Garden. Campfires, cold plunges, and a sauna from 2 to 4 p.m. On Thursday, October 3rd, the Golf Club will be having their first outing of the semester. Located at 132 County Highway 47, they will have a select number of slots available to practice, so come from 4 to 6:30 to play golf. On Friday, October 4th, the university will be closed for break and will reopen Wednesday, October 8th. Make sure you tune in to WONI 90.9 FM and enjoy the break. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
delicious cooking. Something
spices, plain pasta.
Delicious cooking. Let's see.
I'm in love with you. Dr. Jolson, the baby's got the flu. We've nursed him with a bottle, now there's nothing we can do. And since outside there's driving snow, we're stuck in here for sure. I almost lost my hope when there's a knock upon the door. But he stays bundled up, the coal stove is unlit. He walks up to the cradle and he opens up his kit. And soon the baby's quiet, he's all swaddled in a rag. Whatever magic potion came from Dr. Jolson's bag. Grateful, Dr. Jolson, for the effort and the time. I'm sorry to report that we have barely got a dime. We just arrived in Patterson by Alexander's Falls. You helped me birth this child, though you did not know us at all. Smiles, it's not a problem. I know that you can bake. Don't worry about the money. You can pay me with a cake. And then the three-year-old comes toddling out and says he wants a snack. Who'd have known that there was candy inside Dr. Jolson's bag? That's so kind, Dr. Jolson, but my husband can't get hired. He can't afford to heat the stove, much less get the dough to rise. He says that you can take your time, just get that baby well. I was once in your position, and I was grateful for the help. This child is the beginning. Our story's just begun. This child is a first-generation Pattersonian. He learned to serve his country and his community as well. This child shall share the privileges of Hamilton himself. He takes one last look at the baby and says he has to go. And from my window I can see him disappear into the snow. What's that beneath the ashtray? I see a splash of green. From a dollar, Mr. Hamilton is staring back at me. And a little vial of medicine is sitting by the crib, with handwritten instructions telling us how much to give. As I shake my head in wonder, as I pat the baby's back, I'm grateful for the blessings inside Dr. Jolson's bag. I'm grateful for the blessings inside Dr. Jolson's bag.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and we're here celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month.
¡Qué lo que, Woni! Estamos con Jake. Hola, soy Jake.
Estamos con Jake.
Want me to get ratchet. Want me to attack it. Put the hood on, and they calling me Cassius. Mind you like Bob Saget. Greedy, I can't pass it. Eating everything, nigga, no fasting. I don't care how much you knew me in the past tense. I ain't no Julia Stiles, this ain't no last dance. Way past it, way. Not my ex, cause he validate me. Never check, I don't wanna receive. Mind get possessed, let my spirit speak freely. Hey, my past can't escape me. My precedes me. Mind my how the times change. I'm still playing the victim, and you still playing to pick me. It's so embarrassing. All of the things I need living inside of me, I can't see it. It's so embarrassing. All of the love I see living inside of me, I can't see. I'm blind. Getting it back. Calm down, could be worse, never say that. I don't want pipe down, rather get payback. Mama told me never where you lay at. I don't want righteousness, I hurt too much, I lost too much, I lost too much, I hit my clutch and room. Third day, pop out the tomb. I like when you put your gun at the red light. I like all that violence, give me dysfunction. I like when you calm, never stay the whole night. Better when you hide, never tell me I'm wrong, cause my past can't escape me. My sees me, why my how the time change. You still talking about babies, and I'm still taking a plan B. It's so embarrassing. All of the things I need living inside of me, I can't see it. It's so embarrassing. All of the love I see living inside of me, I can't see. I'm blind.
subito.
But I can't learn from my thoughts.
Aber wenn es mir zu viel He leads me with countdown. The freak out is over now. Hold tight. I'm cracking a joint when I hit my pressure point.
Give me an O.
No!
Give me an N.
No!
Close enough. Give me a Y.
No.
That was weird. Anyways, what does that spell? Seriously? You don't know? It's Wony, people. Wony.
That's not even a word!
All right, there's no need to be so harsh about it. Everybody just needs to calm down. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime.